Thank you very much. Okay, so as I said in the email when I sent out the Maror Makomos, the plan really was that I was going to speak about Muktzeh Machmas Mitzvah, Muktzeh Machmas Iser, and even Muktzeh Machmas Mius this week and next week. So the that plan went by the wayside with Shavuos and then post Shavuos Shirim and Shabbatonim and so forth. So instead, what I'm doing now is a shir on the Muktzeh status of newspapers. And that will involve various issues related to newspapers. It was good because it gave me a chance to revisit a shiur I gave 6 years ago, which I, in going through, realized I misunderstood certain points. So I'm very happy to have the chance to visit the topic. And then next week, God willing, will be Muktzeh Machmas Mitzvah, Muktzeh Machmas Iser. Probably will not get to Muktzeh Machmas Mius in the same shiur if I had to guess. But who knows? Let's see. Right now, we're talking newspapers. Do people have a Maror Makomos? Yeah, I printed up several copies, which are around in different places. So before we talk about the Muktzeh status of the newspaper, the first question we have to ask is whether... No, that's Rabbi Yaris's file. I printed up several copies that are around. That's all Rabbi Yaris's sheets.
I have an actual one.
Okay. So before we get to the Muktzeh question, you have to ask the general question of, are you allowed to read the contents of newspapers on Shabbos? So first we're going to talk about reading a newspaper on Shabbos. Then we're going to talk about the Muktzeh status of a newspaper that contains commercial information. And then finally, the issue of Muktzeh status if a non-Jew brings something for you from outside the Tchum. So those are really the three provinces that we need to visit here. So in terms of reading the content of newspapers on Shabbos, there are four concerns that we have to address. The first concern is the most simple and obvious, which is reading commercial material or reading that which may lead you to read commercial material. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is all the Shulchan Aruch on down, meaning I'm not going back to the sources in the Gemara for the most part on this discussion, except maybe I'll jump, since we have it on the sheet, jump to test for a second, where the Gemara talks about people who have guest lists, and you have people coming to your house on Shabbos, and you want to look at your guest list. So the Gemara in Tess says, my time, why is it that, as I added in brackets, you're not supposed to count your guests based on your list? So Rabibi Amar Gezerah Shema Yimchok. Rabibi says, because you wrote your list in pencil, and we're concerned that you might come to erase from the list when you see someone's not there, so you're handling a written list, you're going to erase. But Abaye Amar Gezerah Shema Yikra B'Shtarei Yedyotos. Abaye says, the concern is that you might read from Shtarei Yedyotos, which I'm going to translate loosely as mundane documents. What is the concern about reading mundane documents? So Rashi on that in Source Yud says, Kohani Shema Yikra B'Shtarei Yedyotos Shom Mekach U'Memker Ka'amar. The issue is that you're going to read financial documents. Once I can pull out this document, I'm going to pull out other documents as well. Remember that their society, right, the Gemara society certainly, is much different from ours in terms of written materials that you have lying around. Right? How much written material do you have lying around? You have your Kosvei Brachos, right, who are cursed in the Gemara for writing down Brachos. That's already a bad thing because it could get burned in a fire. You don't have novels lying around the house. You have Torah Shebetzav in Kisvei Kodesh form. But it's not like you have a lot of written things. Your written documents, more or less, are financial documents. You have receipts, right? That's our concern about engaging in Maso Mat unless you write. So, therefore, we don't want you reading mundane documents lest you read financial documents. That's our concern. And so now you jump back up to the top of the page to Source Aleph, and you get the line in the Shulchan Aruch, Shtarei Yedyotos. Mundane docs, da'inu, shtarei chobos, v'cheshbonos, v'igra shel she'ila shalom. He has three categories within here: bills of debt, accounts, as well as greetings. Asur likrosam. Don't read any of the three, even though the last category clearly is not financial in nature. It's a letter saying, hi, how are you? Ba'afila ayim ba'am below kriya asur. And even if you're not going to read it out loud, you're going to come back to that line later on, you're still not allowed to read it. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah writes, source base, ule'iyan kriya saitungin. I was waiting for a Yiddish speaker. Regarding reading newspapers on Shabbos, Avshe b'tshuva Shvaz Yaakov Mekel Bazeh, even though the Shvaz Yaakov is Mekel, is Liyint, as we're going to see, Harbachronim Osrim Ibn Sheyesh Ben Yediyah Men Yane Masa Umata. The Shvaz Yaakov is talking about permitting parts that are non-commercial, And he says, nonetheless, it includes all sorts of commercial information, so therefore I don't want you reading this on Java. Yeah.
You could probably read something like the Post, which has a separate financial site.
So we'll talk about that. That's a very good question. But this is the Shulchan Aruch, this is Mishnah Berurah. It's brought in Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Hei, tshuva Chaf Beis, which we're going to refer to later. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa brings it in Perek Chaf Tes, Mem Vav to Mem Ches. And because of this, some prohibit reading the rest of the paper, including Jerry's case, in which there's a separate section for financial issues, nonetheless, because you get drawn in. So Rav Yaakov Emden, the Shelis Yavetz in Source Gimel, writes, Vim Tomar, you might say, Jerry might say, Yizar Milaayim B'dvar Malalo Hanizkarim, why don't you just avoid the parts that we've mentioned that you're not supposed to read, V'natirenu B'shaar, and just permit the rest. So it says, Yesh Lomar, S'chor S'chor L'karma Lo Sikrav. So he invokes a term that the Gemara, a phrase the Gemara uses, for example, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah regarding some of the Stam Yenam concerns. It says, we tell the Nazir, stay away from the vineyard. Right? Good advice for Shimshon. Stay away from the vineyard. Bepratus lesochrim shakola batasam bahem hu bishvil kach, especially if you're dealing with merchants whose business is in this. This is why you order the paper, is that you can get the stock reports or the various issues that affect your investments. Nachon laser legamri. So if Yaakov Emden says, I don't like it. Sounds like he's creating a new gzeira. So if Binyamin Zilber is as nidbar, I realize I'm going quickly with this, but it's in the interest of completing the topic this week. In Source Dalet, the Oz Nidbru, Rav Zilber writes, L'chora tamua masho so legamri la'ayin mishum gzeira. Dalo ein mosifin ala gzeira. So Zilber says, what do you mean? You're not supposed to add to Xeros. He says, it's not called adding. This principle of stay away from the vineyard if you're a Nazir, right? Parshas HaShavua. It applies for the entire Torah. It's a principle for the entire Torah. And he quotes you the Mesilas Yesharim, which is always a good place to look for Xeros. He says, Chazal knew very well what human nature is like. Which I don't think is a word. He says, when people really desire something, he says, it's really hard to refrain from things. Unless you're going to to say, I'm not reading the paper, you're going to end up reading these financial things. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is concerned about in source base. The Oz Nidru does know, Rav Zilber in another chuv on the topic, he has a whole bunch, in source hey, does say, there are some people who don't read the commercial issues in the newspaper. Right? He, a hypothetical person who's not interested in business at all. So he says, he says, you're right. That if you have somebody who has no interest in commercial matters whatsoever, say he has no concern that by reading the sports section, he's going to come to read business. He acknowledges that that's true. Aval, but he says zelo matzvei kol kach debeiton sheish moda ot meinyan dirot usfarim v'chulish itanish lo yanyin lemishu. He says you're forgetting. It's not only about the financial section. It's also about the ads. Right? You have ads for apartments, you have ads for cars, you have ads for books, you have all sorts of ads that appear within the newspaper. And so he says, given the range of ads and content that are in a newspaper, everyone's going to find something of interest that they shouldn't be reading on Shabbos. Well, that leads to a very interesting question. What about Dvar Torah sheets? What about shul bulletins that contain advertisements in them? Do you have a problem with such things as well? What about reading Divrei Torah? So Rav Zilber also can answer that. Don't worry. I happen to love the Oz Nidru, and his tshuvos are brilliant, and he's not a knee-jerk Oser. I don't mean to paint him that way. But he very clearly does not want you reading this on Shabbos. Rav Zilber writes, Nechonim advarim, the person who had written to him said to him, well then what about Dvar Torah sheets that have ads? So he says, Nechonim advarim, Majahir b'mechtava, Delefiya mavur ba'az nidru b'bris olam, Yesh lahachmir ha'ion b'chovro shal divrei Torah, im yesh sham pirsoma shal nyanay mesno. He says, you should also prohibit compositions that include divrei Torah if they also have ads. V'sham ba'az nidru b'ha'ar kvar muskar sham chovro. He says, I mentioned that indeed in a footnote in Oz Nidru. Aval, however, he says, Ha'ion b'divrei Torah b'inyanay muskar. He gives you an interesting heter. We already referenced this a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see more of it in a little bit. That if you're just looking at the Divrei Torah but not saying them out loud, then maybe you're okay. We're going to come back to that. He says, also, you could have a leniency because this is part of Chepzei Shamayim. It's not simply I'm reading this because I want to. I'm reading this as the pursuit of Torah. Not to mention, there's also an Onik Shabbos issue. So he's not quite going to go so far as to prohibit reading the Divrei Torah, certainly if you read them quietly. And the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa as well in Parachav Tes. See if Membav permits reading the Divrei Torah. But that's all a concern about reading commercial material. One more facet of it, which is worth noting, is found in the Mishnah Brura, just before I take the question. Take a look at Zayin and Ches. The Shulchan Aruch, on a separate point, deals with the issue of thinking about financial matters. And he writes, Hiru ba'asak of mutar, you're allowed to think about your business. Umikomakom mishum onek Shabbos mitzvah shalo yachshav ben klal. However, that's in terms of mimitzoch hefzecha. We'll say that. In terms of not thinking about your business and going about your affairs, so I'll say that thinking is technically mutter. However, that's not the sum of the laws of Shabbos. There's a separate issue, which is the issue of onek Shabbos, of enjoying Shabbos. And he says, I don't want you thinking about your business. You're supposed to see it as though all your work was done. In 6 days, you walk into Shabbos, you have to feel like all of your work is done. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Mishnah Brura, on the basis of that, says, in source class, he quotes you the Mechilta, it's not possible that you did all your malacha in 6 days, right? Like the Medrash says, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't. He had to go down to the wire right before Shabbos. He had to stop right at the start of Shabbos. How did he do Tosefa Shabbos is a good question. But that's why it says that he stopped by Yom HaShvi'i. That's what it looked like. So you're not getting it done everything in 6 days. Ela Shavos ki ilu kom lachtecha asuya. But rather, what it means is that you have to act as though it's over. You have to look at your work as though it was complete. That's not true if you're reading the newspaper. So all of this comes under the heading of reading commercial material. Jerry.
So when you walk down Bath Street and Chubbs, you have to look down?
Take your glasses off.
All the ads.
I mean, certainly not to look into the store windows. Certainly not to look into the store windows, yeah.
And what about on the bus stops?
Yeah, so that's not a joke. Like, there's a discussion here, like, I'm allowed to look at that. I mean, if I'm walking and they happen to be in front of me, the question is not do I have to look away, but I shouldn't go reading it. That's all within this framework. This is a good point to point out what we always say in Halacha Shiurim, which is ask your Rav for Psak, but not while he's reading the newspaper. But that's concern number one. The concern number one is reading commercial material. Separate concern is whether Shtarei Hedyotos should really apply for the rest of the newspaper. This idea of Shtarei Hedyotos, which we already jumped to. We saw the Gemara in source test. We saw that Rashi feels that Shtarei Hedyotos is really just about the commercial issue. You should know, though, the Rambam goes much further. In source Yudalef, the Rambam's commentary to that Mishnah, look at what he says. Hatam sha'asru limnosa min haksav. The reason why you're not supposed to look at your guest list.
They just clarify, Rashi doesn't say that Shtarei Hedyotos are only Mekach HaMemkar.
No, unless you read Mekach HaMemkar.
Right.
But the Rambam is going to take it away from Mekach HaMemkar.
Right.
Altogether. Correct. Now, Rashi's point is not that Shtarei Hedyotos equals Mekach HaMemkar, but his concern is that Shtarei Hedyotos lead you to reach Shtaros and Mekach HaMemkar. Correct. But the Rambam writes, Hatam sha'asu limnosa min haksav shema yikra igros b'Shabbos. We don't want you counting out of your guest list lest you read letters that come on Shabbos. V'zeh asur. That is prohibited. Shekol zula sifrei hanu'u be'rushayem asur l'groso lo b'Shabbos v'lo b'yom tov v'afilu. Right? We love to quote the Rambam as the champion of Divrei Chachma Umada. The Rambam believes that you are not a complete human being unless you've learned science, but not on Shabbos. The Rambam believes your reading material on Shabbos is Sifrei Nevuah, Perusheim. Torah is what you're supposed to be reading on Shabbos and nothing else. And this leads to a whole other discussion. For anyone who's interested, you can go out while you're Torah and hear my shiur on going to conferences on Shabbos, the medical conferences. But there's a machlokas we've shown him as to whether you're allowed to learn anything on Shabbos. Shabbos that is not learning of Torah, and the position of the Rambam is, no, you're not, and therefore you shouldn't be reading the newspaper, and you should know, lest you think this is just the Rambam, it's actually the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin Yud Zayin, which I did not bring, I see here on the sheet, but that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin Yud Zayin is that. So there are now two concerns. One concern is reading commercial material, and the other concern is Shtarei Hedyot has having nothing to do with commercial material. It's simply that you are reading non-Torah. And then there is a third consideration. And the third consideration is that you're not allowed to read things that cause you pain. Reading the newspaper can be a painful experience. Right, so I wasn't going to get into the question of which newspapers we are talking about here. I'm not sure why I put the Shvuz Yaakov in at this point. He doesn't belong yet. So jump him, please, to Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is from the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah says, we have a separate concern. You're not allowed to speak of things that cause you pain. So the Badei HaShulchan writes, that's true of Jewish community newspapers. In Yud Dalet, Badei HaShulchan here, you know, is not Rav Leibel Cohen, it's a commentary on the Ketzos HaShulchan. So he says, Ubizmanenu, in our day, correct, the Grachna. Ubizmanenu mofiim kitzas itonim b'chol medina u'medina al-yidei yishtadlus yirei Hashem. Isn't it wonderful? In our day, newspapers are showing up in every land because of people who are God-fearing. Shebehem ma'orim al-anyonei hadas b'chayei tzibur. They call the community's attention to various religious matters. V'chizuk inyonei acharedim m'shivim al-chom ashar al-machem es Hashem. He's strengthening the hand of those who are fighting the good fight for God. God forbid there are no commercial matters in the middle. So I would think that's fine. But you read on Shabbos. But then I thought, not necessarily. It can cause you pain to read them. There's bad news. You go ahead, there, tzaddik. You heard about a tzaddik who passed away. The troubles besetting Jews all around the world. Or even just hearing about the fact that there are Jews who are committing averos, even that is going to cause you pain. Except there is Tzarech Mitzvah and Chatzei Shemayim.
Right.
He says, you don't want to read Jewish communal newspapers, you should know. The Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa brings this in Chav Tes Mem Ches regarding reading obituaries. He doesn't want you reading obituaries and notices of Avelus on Shabbos. He feels that that's inappropriate. So that's your third concern with reading the newspaper. And then you have a fourth concern, which isn't really a Shabbos concern at all, but the Badei HaShulchan notes it. It's in that same Se'if in Yud Dalet. I didn't bother bringing it to you on the sheet. But he also notes, you should know, that newspapers often contain things that you should not read all week long. He talks about Divrei Cheshek, as well as Kfira, denial of God, and so forth. That's another separate concern. That's not a Hilchos Shabbos concern at all. But that's, you should know, the Badei HaShulchan in this Se'if, if you were to read the next line after Source Yud Dalet, would go on to warn you about reading newspapers all around. So if I just stop here, 1 second, David, I have four considerations: commercial material, non-Torah material, pain-inducing material, and then the general issue of, hey, your newspaper may be treif altogether and you don't want to wrap your fish in it. David.
Yeah, obituaries. Posthumous Gedolim biographies. Mm. Are those not like kind of like obituaries, kind of like, and yet that's very popular Shabbos reading material.
Right, unless the answer is because you already know they're dead.
And they're called
Chaim. But I think you're right, that if somebody were to read something like that and were to be to feel grief, then I think you have a point. They're reading things that cause them pain. Again, you'd ask, well, Chatzei Shemayim, is the motivation to improve? And that's the same question you could ask the Badei HaShulchan regarding his comment in Yud Dalet. On the other hand, there are points raised to justify newspapers. The first point that's raised to justify newspaper reading is there may be information that you actually need. And this takes us back to Source Yud Beis. I don't know why I put it before, but it belongs here. Val Dvar Kriyas Ha Jerry, give me a Yiddish in source Yud Beis. Night's item. Maybe when we are told you're not supposed to read the accounts of wars, that's talking about old wars. There's no need to read about it now. Those who don't know of the past or whatever, fine. That's Santa Yana's advice is not relevant for him on Shabbos, apparently. It should probably be Hachadah. No, it's not. This is a cut and paste straight. Alright. It should be Hachadah, and it's probably a typo in the Bar Ilan. He says, news about things that are going on now. You need to know that there was an explosion in a restaurant in Mississauga. You need to be aware that there is a war going on in some country. He says that maybe you need to know. Maybe you could do something that will help save people from problems or whatever it is. So he says that's not a Shtari Yodos issue. Rav Yaakov Evdin in his Shailas Yavetz made the same point in the source that I brought you in Tesvav. I'm not going to read it out in the interest of time, but you can see it there. He said, just like if a letter comes on Shabbos, I am allowed to read it. I don't know what the contents are. Maybe the contents are about news that I don't really need on Shabbos, but he says, you know, there's turmoil in the world, and this could indeed be important information. He says, Ubiyuchub is man, Shish Machamos, Shas Perim Baholam. Maybe you need this information.
You can't open the letter anyway.
Well, no. This is where we already went through our shiurim on opening letters, and you have a mutter way to open the letter. This is the way you would open it. We have to talk about the...
It's a postcard.
Right. It's a postcard. We'll talk about the tchum issue later on. But the Tshuva Zvan Hagos, Rav Sternbach thought that this was really funny. He thought that was just a hysterical idea, that you have to read the newspaper on Shabbos so you can save people from disaster. He says, V'ulai, so tazayin, V'ulai medamin, maybe they think, Shalikro yiton kan bedrum Africa. Maybe they think that we need to read the paper here in South Africa because there's something there that we need to know to save lives. He says, come on. There's no such concern. He says, people go away for Shabbos so they can't read the paper. They don't say, Pikuach Nefesh, I can't leave my home. I need to be able to get the paper on Shabbos. And not just on Shabbos either, but people go through a regular Friday without reading the newspaper. Now, you can't, on the one hand, tell me that I need to know this information on Shabbos morning, but I only order the Saturday paper. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. He doesn't buy that idea. A second argument that is brought to justify newspapers is simply that there's Oneg Shabbos. You enjoy reading the paper. And that's another point that Rav Yaakov Emden makes in Tezvav. After making the point about the life and death information, he says, if you jump down in the source to the end of the fifth line, Mikol Makom, still he says, Pshita de'adifi kriyas dapem halalo misifurim mechamos shehitir b'chum azadashin b'nayadim shemis angim b'kach. He says, our newspapers are certainly better than reading about wars, which may be permitted for people who enjoy it. So here in the newspaper you have two things. You have the enjoyment, people like reading the paper, and there's also the fact that it may indeed survey a need. And there's pain if you keep people from it, certainly if somebody reads this every day. My heart yearns and thirsts. You can see Rav Yehuda Halevi writing a poem about the longing for reading the newspaper.
Is this somebody in North Korea? On and off. Right.
So, Alkin Hayanira Be'enai Heder Gomer Lekulei Alma. So, Rav Yaakov Emden comes through with saying that this is indeed entirely permitted. And he says, the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about the Sefer Mochamos. But he says, this is going to be fine. The Oz Nidbru notes that still this is only for mutter things. This won't help you for commerce. If I enjoy reading the business news, it's still usher for me.
But the ads are still a problem.
The ads are still a problem. The business is still a problem. However, the rest of it will be mutter because it is oneg, according to Rav Yaakov Emden. Jerry.
And what about leaving a TV on in the news station?
That's a whole other discussion, which I'm not going to go into right now, because we got 10 minutes to go and a lot to discuss. We haven't even touched, so to speak, the Muksa topic. The other piece is the Netziv, which the Tshuva Zvan Hagos quotes in Yud Zayin that I referenced earlier about reading out loud. out. He tells you in Yud Zayin, "Bebikure Shlomo Horaz Hagon Hanetziv Zatzal Shai Isra Likro Hainu Davka Bepeh Dechashiv Kore V'lo Behir Herlevad." Maybe the Isra of reading these things means reading them out loud, not simply thinking about them by reading with your eyes. He was surprised that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't want you looking at these letters even without reading it out loud. So he says, if it's not commercial stuff, then maybe I could read the newspaper as long as I don't read it out loud. Right? You just can't say to the person in the next room, "Hey, did you know what I just read?" and read it out loud to them. He says, know that there are those who disagree with him, and he quotes you the Rav Yaakov Emden, who we just saw in the parentheses. If he says, granted that not everybody agrees with this view, but it's another side to add for those who will permit. So he says, if you are going to read the newspaper, don't read it out loud. That's his upshot. This makes things more lenient. Yeah.
You said before you could be maharher the matzah of the mutton, right?
Yeah. But the Mahar of Matzah Matan, if not for the problem of ruining your own Shabbos. In other words, under Chafetzecha.
Oh, you can't.
Right. Mimtel Chafetzecha does not prohibit thought.
But you can't.
The Oneg. Now, the question is, what if, thinking about my business, is Oneg? What if on Friday afternoon, I thought things were going to be destroyed, and now by thinking about it, I'll actually relieve myself of anxiety? That's an interesting question. Right? Along the lines of the person who fasts on Shabbos, because that's his own egg.
But when you're going to read something, you don't know what you're going to find. If you're doing
it's also true. The news may be worse.
Yeah, post hoc is different.
Correct, but maybe the lack of knowledge is the worst, could be argued. Okay. But now to muktzah. Let's say I have the muktzah status. Let's say I have a newspaper which contains commercial information. Okay? Something that we've said out and out you can't read. Does that render the newspaper muktzah? So here's the first very important point. Even if your newspaper is muktzah, that doesn't mean you can't read it without handling it. In other words, the newspaper is there, right? It's left on your doorstep and you look down and you see the sports scores. Right? Or the housekeeper who brought the newspaper in for themselves, and it's sitting there on the table, and now you can see what's there. So take a look at Yud Ches and Yud Tes. The Shulchan Aruch is talking here about letters that arrive on Shabbos. And he says, Likros b'igeres hashluch halom eno yodea makasuv ba. He says, if a letter was sent to you, and again, we're not dealing with the opening of the letter right now, but the letter was sent to you, and you don't know its contents, mutter is allowed. V'leikro b'fiv v'leyayin ba. There's the business about not reading it out loud. V'imhuva b'shvilo michutz l'tchum tov lizar shalo yigaba. But if it was brought from outside the tchum, which we're going to talk about, then he doesn't want you to touch it. So the Mishabur writes, on not touching it, Mishum Muktza, because of Muktza, Shahuva, because it was brought, meaning, as I added in parentheses, it was brought Bishvilo, it was brought for him, Michutz L'Tchum, because it was brought for you from outside the Tchum, that may render it Muktza, and then the brackets are in the original, in the Mishnah Berurah. Demilavadze, Ein She Muktza Alein, Afte No Kli, Dalo Roy, Litzara Pitzluchisa. He says it's not called a Kli, but it still has a function, because you could use it to stop up your bottle. But here's the key. Eli yiftachenu ha'eno Yehudi, v'hu ya'ayin ba. If it's muktzah because the letter was brought for you from outside the tchum, a non-Jew can open it, and you can read it. So reading something that is muktzah is not a problem. That's important, because people just assume if you say the newspaper is muktzah, that's it. But the truth of the matter is, Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree. So what type of muktzah would this newspaper be? There are three candidates. Candidate number one, and this will take us actually back to the tefillin discussion a little bit. Candidate number one is muktzah machmas gufo. Candidate number two is klisha melachto le'isser. And category number three is nolad, as we'll see. So first of all, muktzah. That's the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein. In source Chav, a couple of questions that were put to him. People who read books they're not supposed to be reading. Romance books. Right? This is a general problem of creating hearer for oneself, causing oneself to think about things they shouldn't be thinking about. But people who do, all week long. They don't know you're not allowed to. In Sfarmelu have a muktzah b'beisam. So is the book muktzah? So Rav Moshe says, "Ava bisha osir likros svarim elu achim b'bayis asher karim bo lo havale muktzah." The Isser does not make it Muktzah. Why? Deklalo shel davar. Here's the rule. Kol davar she'asur machmas iser malacha havale Muktzah. Muktzah machmas iser, so I am talking about the topic this week. Muktzah machmas iser means where there's an iser malacha involved. Avol davar she'asur betiltul, lo machmas iser malacha, asur betiltul, rakim no higbo iser. But if something is something you're not allowed to handle, not because of a malacha, but because of some extraneous concern, like it's a book that's inappropriate reading, so he says that's only going to be muktzah machmas gufo if you treat it as off limits. But you don't treat this as off limits, so therefore it's not muktzah machmas gufo either. V'lachain rak l'misha noe kedin v'kahalacha v'sperm elu havali muktzah. It's muktzah machmas gufo for you because you don't read these books on Shabbos. But to those who do read them, it may be asur, but it's not muktzah machmas gufo. That's his point. Which, to go back to your tefillin statement, right? Tefillin, if they're usher for me to wear on Shabbos, it's not because of any malacha. Right. And therefore it won't be muktzah machmas iser, it will be muktzah machmas gufo, because I treat it as being off limits. Because before Shabbos I say, I am not using this. Which is important because it changes the halachas that apply. But just to finish the thought, look at the second part of her motion. Are you allowed to move newspapers, and especially commercial ones? So he says, "Ein itonim elu omdim l'shimush latzura pitzluchiso." He says, no one uses these newspapers to stop up their bottles. Ki ein darkenu b'kach. We don't do that. V'lachein beveisam shal osam shalok korim itonim elu havalei muktzah. So in the homes of those who don't read such newspapers, you don't read them, it's muktzah machmas gufo. V'nachonu shelo likros itonim amyuchadim l'mischar, don't read commercial newspapers. Achen le'elu shelo yodim es ha'isav akurim b'hem, but people who do read them, ein lasser itonim elu machmas muktzah. It will not be muktzah machmas gufo. Now, the reason why I stress that it's muktzah machmas gufo as opposed to klishe machta le'isav according to Rav Moshe is because, as Rabbi Yeres has now taught us, you're allowed to move a klishe machta le'isav l'tzach gufo makomo. If I have a permitted purpose for it, or for its space, I'm allowed to move a kli shemach le'isser. But if it's muktzah machmas gufo, out of luck, may not move it at all. So the Shalma Yehonasan, which I brought you in Chaf Aleph, notes that the Chazon Ish and the Kilas Yaakov indeed did not handle newspapers on Shabbos, and if it fell, they wouldn't pick them up. And he says, I always wondered why that was. If it's a kli shemach le'isser, you're allowed to pick it up. And he says, now I realize why. Because it's actually muktzah machmas gufo. He uses the phrase muktzah machmas iser because he thinks that they believe that there's an iser involved. But he doesn't mean, we're talking about the kli issue, we're not there yet. But as per Rav Moshe, it's really muktzah machmas gufo. Now, the Shalma Yehonasan makes the argument that maybe we should view it as kli shemalachto le'iser. It's a kli, and it's used for prohibited purposes. That's his statement. He quotes Rav Elyashiv to that effect. I brought it for you in Chav Beis. He quotes you a sefer called the Shama Yitzchak, not to be confused with the Shama Yehonasan, who quotes Rav Elyashiv, who says, "Dikeven shaksiva nisheres bikviyus al haniyar," that since the writing remains permanently on the paper, "chashiv shaksiva hi hashlamat haniyar," writing completes the paper for its function. Vadayin, before it's right, the writing, it is not yet a kli. Writing on it made it into a kli. And the position of Rav Elyashiv is indeed that a paper with writing on it is a kli, and therefore this is kli shem lachto li'isser. And that's the position taken by the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas. I gave you the reference in Chaf Gimel, but I didn't retype it for you. He talks about it in Chaf Ches Yud Gimel regarding the galleys of books that you're going to read for editing purposes. And he talks about it in Yud Dalet regarding telephone books. Right? Alei Mashalom. So telephone books that are not used for addresses, but just for phone numbers, he says as well, that's kli shem lachto li'isser. However, Rav Moshe clearly does not believe that it's a kli at all. And in fact, Rav Moshe writes regarding advertising circulars, right? In Chav Dalet, alon uniyarot, circular, belaz. Hamachrizim aknayot shono dinam kemuktzah. He says, if they have ads for various purchases, is that called muktzah? And his answer is that it is indeed muktzah. It does not have the name of a kli. Even if you're going to use them to cover the floor or to whatever, he says, doesn't matter. Because people normally throw them out. They are disposable. Therefore, they are not a kli. And further, I will also note in Mishnah Berurah, which we did not see yet, but the Mishnah Berurah is going to be brought further along, where he's going to say that letters do not have the status of a kli. So looking at the time, I'm not going to go into the Nola discussion right now, but I'll pause there and just use the beginning of the shiur next week to wrap up Nola as well as the Edna comes to you from outside the Tchum. But the upshot of what we've said is that there are four reasons to be concerned about reading newspapers, commercial materials, non-Torah. They cause pain, and maybe they're also all the time. Justification of Tzorech, according to some Posyim. Justification of Oneg, according to various writers, assuming you're dealing with non-commercial material. And it's certainly better if you only read it visually and not out loud. As far as Muktzah, which will prohibit handling it, although not reading it, I could read it without handling it, assuming I'm reading Mutter material for Oneg or whatever. So one concern is Muktzah Machmas Gufo, if I treat it as being off-limits. And then the potential argument for those who say it's Aser, maybe the argument of Kli Shemalach Tola Iser, assuming you believe it is a Kli, but Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say the printed material does not qualify as Kli. So we'll come back to this, God willing, in the beginning of next week's shiur. Shkach, have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah. Right, so I said, he talks about phone books that you not use for addresses. That's what he specifies. Correct.